Start. I need you to picture the most beautiful or peaceful natural environment you have ever exercised in or done any type of physical activity. Were there any trees around you? Was there any water, like a river or an ocean? Did you hear any bird songs or any other type of animals while you were there? And what did it feel like while you're doing the activity? What did it feel like after you finished your activity? I want you to now imagine your favorite indoor setting for physical activity, whether it's your favorite gym or rock climbing center or yoga studio. Who were you with? And how did you feel during that exercise session? How did it feel immediately afterwards? Now, we know that regular physical activity is known to support psychological well-being, including reductions in anxiety and depressive symptoms. Yet, it's unclear how exercising in natural environments may or may not offer additional benefits beyond those observed in indoor settings. So the purpose of this umbrella review was to synthesize all existing systematic reviews on physical activity conducted in nature. And we also wanted to map the putative moderators of the relationship between the nature context of physical activity and the psychological outcomes that come about. So to undertake this umbrella review, we looked at 6 databases, including PsycINFO, Embase, and other more specific to these intervention databases like GreenFile and SportDiscus. So far, we found up to 33 full-text articles that could be included in this umbrella review. The findings seem to be quite varied. So the acute improvements in psychological outcomes like reduction in anxiety and depression seem to fare pretty well when exercise is conducted in nature settings compared to indoor settings. But the long-term effects, seeing any additional benefits from exercising outdoors in nature compared to indoors, seems to be unclear at the moment. So I'll be conducting this umbrella review to get a more of a consensus on what current literature is saying about this topic.